insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال رب المشرق والمغرب وما بينهما إن كنتم تعقلون.
Moses said, Lord of the East and the West and that between them, if you were to reason.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 27th verse of chapter Shu'ara. قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. Pharaoh said, verily, your messenger who has been sent unto you is a veritable madman. But in answer to this, Moses says,
قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
Moses said, the Lord of the East and the West, and what is between the two, if you have the understanding. Previously, we started this part of chapter Shu'ara, in which the Almighty Allah discusses the verses about the invitation of Prophet Moses and his brother Aaron, how they invited Pharaoh to monotheism. فَأْتِيَا فِرْعَوْنَ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Allah orders them to go to Pharaoh. They ask him to send with them Bani Israel, the children of Israel. But in answer to that, Pharaoh says, we cherished you as a child among us. And this is not the correct answer to the mercies we have shown to you. And of course, you have killed one of us, which is very ungrateful of you. In answer to that, Moses accepts. So he says, فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. If I did it, then I was, as you think, in error. And that is why I escaped from you, because I feared that you might get me. When he invites Pharaoh to monotheism, Pharaoh says, مَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ? What is the Lord of the worlds? He describes the Lord as the one who is the owner of the heavens and the earth and what is between them. And he says that this is the Lord of you and all your fathers. But in response to that, since he has no logical answers to these arguments of Moses, he goes on to impute insanity to Moses. And he says, إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. The one who is unable to answer a logical argument will resort to anything to get away from answering. And insulting, foul language, and false accusation, these are the typical ones to use. And this, imputing insanity to the prophets, has been, throughout the history, one of the most powerful tricks of these oppressors against the prophets and the messengers of the Almighty Allah. But anyway, these unfair accusations have no effect on the soul of Moses. So he continues the path of monotheism by Almighty Allah's signs in the expanse of creation, microcosm and macrocosm. He says,
رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
The Lord of the East and the West, and what is between the two, if you have the understanding.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So this is what Moses answers Pharaoh. This Lord I'm talking about is the Lord of the East and West, and what is between the two, if you have the understanding. Now, if Pharaoh had an unreal government in a small region called Egypt, Allah's real government is the one that rules the East and the West and all that exists among these two. His signs are seen everywhere in all creatures. Basically, the very rising and downing of the sun in the East and the West, even the system that works in it, is the sign of His magnificence. But the problem is that these people do not ponder these. They're not used to thinking. That is why the verse says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So we must really pay attention that the Quranic sentence, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, if you have understanding, refers to this fact that Pharaoh had used to thinking in the past and present. He would understand this fact. But Moses answers this insanity accusation very nicely, saying that he is not insane, and a person who does not see all these signs of Allah is the true insane and madman. We'll talk about this verse more, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.